Good morning, this is Nigel, and you're tuned in to CNBC TV18 podcast. Well, our own markets have been on a splendid run, the Nifty and the Sensex sitting at fresh record highs. The money market as well looked good, with the rupee strengthening closer towards the 69-odd mark. In terms of big cues that came in overnight, well, crude oil prices continue to hover at around $61 per barrel. So that's a positive because market watchers believe anything below that $70-$75 per barrel mark, that's going to be a positive from an India point of view. So that's good news. While in terms of the US markets, well, they ended mixed. We had a lot of these stocks like Facebook, which were under pressure overnight. So the NASDAQ was down close to 1%, but the Dow Jones ended more or less flattish. For starters, the SGX Nifty is indicating that we're likely to start off with a cut of around 40 points approximately. Will that dip be bought? Well, the FIs, they clearly seem to indicate that they're looking ahead and they're buying into these markets. In yesterday's trading session as well, they bought more than 3,000 crores. The DIs on the flip side, well, they sold roughly around 500 crores approximately. In terms of the FII data, well, it included one large trade in Mahindra and Mahindra, but even stripped of that, the FIIs were net buyers to the tune of around 1,800 crores, while the DIs sold 500 crores. So net institution buy number is still in excess of around 1,300 crores odd. But nice to see from a bull's point of view that the FIIs, they're tanking up in the cash market, and not just that, they're going ahead and going aggressive in the futures market as well. In yesterday's trading session, they added longs, they bought calls, and they wrote puts. The picture doesn't look better than that, actually, because the FIs, they have been backing up our own markets. Well, in terms of the Nifty, the SGX Nifty is indicating that we're likely to start off with a cut of around 30 to 40 points, but this is clearly a buy on dips market. So we'll keep an eye out whether or not at some point of time that downtick gets bought into. The second half of trade, though, should be a little bit more volatile. We're shut tomorrow, so, you know, some lightening of long positions could happen in the second half of trade. And keep in mind, we have a big RBI policy that comes up in the next couple of days. So that's what could lead to some volatility. The bulls, though, they'll feel the 11,900 mark. That's the new base for the Nifty. Well, in terms of stocks in the news, L&T Tech will be in focus. Its promoter, L&T, will look to sell 4 million shares via the OFS route. They've priced it, though, at a bit of a discount to what yesterday's closing price was. So we'll keep an eye on that stock. Could open up with a bit of a downtick. GE Power, the company, has been awarded a contract worth around 738 crores. So that stock should open up in the green. Wipro should be in focus because June 21st is the record date for the proposed buyback. So we'll keep an eye out on that stock. Well, Mahindra & Mahindra was the stock that we were looking at in yesterday's trading session after the promoter went and sold more than a percent stake in the company. But at the end of the day, well, Mahindra & Mahindra had gone ahead and increased their stake in a subsidiary, that's Swaraj Engines. So we'll keep an eye out on Swaraj Engines as well. This is Nigel signing off and wishing you a good week and a rocking day ahead.